Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about Akashic Records, how they can help and work in your life, what your life is all about, and so on and so forth. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, you certainly can call about and, you know, ask questions. This is certainly a live call-in talk show. We try to stay away from future stuff because the reality is there are so many futures and possibilities in the records that to tell you one, that there's only one way is really taking your power away. So what we try to do is help you even rephrase the question about what it is you truly want to know. So call in with your questions, and if you're, you know, you're listening, you go ahead and call 888-228-4494. That is the worldwide toll-free number, so no matter where you are in the world, you can call and talk to Donna Fox on Akashic Wisdom. Well, I've got to tell you that I'm just getting home from a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I was at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, and it was a great show. In fact, I would have to say that this show was a show of multiple gifts for me. Excuse me. The first gift started out from Gene, the crystal guy, who has three booths next to me and the most fabulous, fantastic crystals there are. And he's called the crystal guy. And it's fabulous. And so he gave me some King Cobra Jasper, which is a very high vibrational crystal. It's absolutely magnificent. And then the next gift I got was from a very dear friend named Thomas Morton on a brand new product that is absolutely revolutionizing the health industry. And he gave it to me as a gift so I could try it, and I will do that and report to you later about how magnificent it is. It's a brand new product on really waking up your cells and helping you digest food, and it's just helping people do a lot of things that they haven't been able to do before. And this is scientifically based as well as it is revolutionary. More about that when I know more about it. And then the next time I got a gift, from Brian Henke, and he gave me a gift of wonderful, a DVD and a CD. And he does wonderful music and beautiful music, and one of these days maybe we'll have him on and have him play some of his music on the air. And so, and then with the other part of the gifts were the clients. Now, the Universal Light Expo is basically the only expo I ever do consultations with. If I do an expo, I usually don't do consultations there. But the reason why I'm able to do consultations at the Universal Light Expo is because of my very dear friend, Wendy. Wendy and I have been doing the Universal Light Expo since 2001. And she's the closest thing to a sister to me, the only thing that separates us from being sisters is being brought up by different parents, if you will. But she's always been there, except for one year when she was sick and I missed her dearly. And so it was the clients. I was able to really do the work in a very deep way. And there were many gifts in the individual consultations I was doing, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And then I also had a wonderful time because my friend Nikki, and I know if you've been listening to Akashic Wisdom for a while, you know that Nikki she's a student, she's a friend, she's a colleague, and she's just a dear soul, and she's very wise, and she has really become to step into her power as a consultant and as a wonderful matrix practitioner. And so she was there, and I have a double booth, so she was doing matrix energetics sessions in a part of my booth. So it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Oh, and there was another gift too. When we went out to dinner Saturday night, we had this wonderful dinner, and yet they kind of messed up on my meal, and I had to send it back a couple times. And the management was felt so bad about it kind of getting goofed up that they sent dessert for the entire table, and there were like 10 of us. And that was really, that was another gift. And then another gift I had, and I have to get this lady's name, and it's packed away in the boxes. But I found the most magnificent, all I can say is it looks like, for me it feels like Merlin's Sword of Truth. It's a beautiful quartz crystal as what would look like the blade. It has double terminated crystals on either side, and then it's a full lapis handle that's approximately 4.5 inches long, and it's about an inch in diameter as far as the handle is concerned. And then it's welded on, and then there's an Australian, I think she said, an Australian opal in the middle. Well, all I can tell you is that I'm really drawn to pieces like this, but this piece, it felt like it was coming home to me. And it started out, this is such a great piece, that the actual, like the quartz crystal, started out being very foggy, and it's on its way to becoming clear just by me loving it. And that's the theme of our program tonight. It's about becoming clear by loving yourself. By loving it. One of the things that is important about, you know, people say, well, you're supposed to love yourself, and it's such a hard thing for us to do. But what I've noticed, and I don't always do it all the time, you know, just because we work with this stuff doesn't necessarily mean we have all the answers. I mean, we have all the answers available, but sometimes we're not able to connect with the answers consciously. I mean, we're human. That's part of being human. Although that is changing as well. That's the other gift. Anyway, what's being said is that the more clear one can get, the better the ability to love oneself and to love others. Now, for those people who are again new to the program, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer, and I am certified to teach the Akashic Records through an organization by the name of Akashic Record Consultants International, which is an organization that certifies and teaches and certifies folks, and we certify consultants as well as teachers, but. This weekend, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the clients that came up for the consultation. And I just wanted to say thank you for all those folks that came forward. It was such a pleasure to work with all of you. And just thank you for honoring the work and honoring yourselves by hearing the call. And so, okay, so we're going to talk to Tanya, I think, who is online too. And then we'll continue with our story if we have time. Otherwise, we're going to keep talking to you folks. And is that Tanya?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm great, Donna. How are you?
Good. Have you called before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I met a new friend in the summer named Darren.
Okay.
And I am more than positive that we've had a past life together, just the way we came to be, and we're just, you know, became very fast, close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, when I'm around him, I've been having some really, like, abandonment feelings.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, what past life does that stem from, and what purpose is he in this lifetime?
Okay. How do you spell your first name?
T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay, I'm never sure if it's an O or an A. That's the reason I ask. And his name is Darren, D-A-R-I-N?
D-A-R-I-N, yeah.
Okay. So you want to know if you have a past life or what, or you, no, no. What you really want to know is what's the core issue of your fear of abandonment with this man.
Yeah, and we're just friends. That's the thing. Like, we're not in an intimate relationship.
Do you want to be?
I'm not so sure.
I mean, before you were feeling these feelings of abandonment, did you want to be in a relationship with him?
I'm confused on that issue as well.
What does your heart tell you?
My heart tells me that, like, that's why I think there's a past life thing going on. It's like, I don't necessarily feel that we are right for each other.
So what?
But okay. There's abandonment issues around for some reason.
Is that a new feeling when you're with someone? Is the abandonment issues? Is this the first time this has come up for you?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, like, without actually experiencing abandonment.
Well, I mean, I experienced abandonment from my own father.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is this the first time you've been in a relationship with someone where you've had flashes of abandonment for?
Yes.
For no reason.
Right.
Okay. And so what's important here is that, again, what I want to share with everyone that's listening, there's only so much I can do with just a first name on people, because I can't open your records fully if I don't have your full legal name. And I'm not asking you to give it to me on the air. So people can email me their full legal name. I'm happy to have that on file. So if anybody wants to email me a question, they can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and give me their full name. So, but let's go on with this, Tanya. So the idea here is that what I'm getting is that you and Darren have had a variety of different lifetimes together, but that is actually not the issue. The issue here and the purpose he's serving for you is to help you identify your intuitive gut feelings about what's right for you.
Okay.
What I'm also hearing is that the record keepers are saying that in the past, your choices for mates or love partners sometimes has been a bit off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
But in those times, you actually listen to yourself. Think back to, it's almost like you had to be hit over the head with a brick before you'd realize there was something going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this time, the red flags are going up before something happens. So you need to really embrace that and be very, very grateful for your higher being and inner self, and be grateful to your personality to be able to really get into this information and really, really look at it. So you're getting the feeling before it happens. But it's not just what I'm hearing is the red. What you're doing is you're reading the red flags of who this person is in relationship to you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Well, there shouldn't be any red flags because he's like a wonderful, caring person. That's why I'm all confused.
Well, he might be a wonderful, caring person, okay? But the idea here is you're saying that he's not a love relationship right now. Is that right?
Right.
And you also, when you were asked, do you want him to be your love relationship, you couldn't answer.
Right.
So the idea of the fact that you're getting abandonment issues and there's not a romantic issue going on, one of two things are happening here, Tanya. Either you're lying to yourself and you're not telling yourself the truth of what you really want from this man, or you're able to really move into a place of detachment and observation because you're getting these flashbacks, but you're only friends. So that allows you to detach and observe before you become involved.
Okay.
I believe it's a gift. See, you, for the first time in relationship history, what I'm hearing is you don't have to play for all or nothing. Do you understand what that means?
No.
So in other words, like, up to this point in relationships, what I'm hearing the record keepers tell me about the way you've reacted to relationships is you kind of jumped in hot and heavy with huge expectations before you even got a chance to know anybody, only to get disappointed because they weren't who you thought they were.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Not really, because I've only had two long-term relationships, and I knew them for years beforehand, and I've been single for 10 years.
But the idea is that you're saying that you haven't had any relationships that you didn't feel that you had expectations around.
I guess so. Well, I haven't been in a serious relationship in 10 years, but I guess I've had relationships with expectations, yes.
Right. So maybe you didn't jump in, you know, immediately hot and heavy, but there were, if you knew these people for many years before you had you got involved with them romantically, then somewhere along the line, you weren't telling yourself the truth, because had you seen these people and know these people, whoever they were, you would have seen they either worked for you or they weren't. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's what the record keepers
mm-hmm.
are saying.
Yeah.
So is it really about not telling yourself the truth? Somewhere along the line, in this particular case, you're noticing something that and you're acknowledging it that will give you the distance for you to really observe if it's true or not. There's no reason why you can't still be friends with this if you're having these flashbacks.
Right.
I mean, if you're not romantically involved, you're not worried about him leaving at the altar, right?
Right.
So what's the issue? What are you worried about here? You just want to know if you had a past life and if he abandoned you?
Yeah.
How is that going to help you?
I don't know. Just to help me understand why these feelings are coming up for, like, when I don't feel they should be.
Okay. So, but I'm not getting that it's about a past life with this man. I'm getting it's about your own personal issues with trusting yourself. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Where are you with that?
Pardon?
Where are you with that? How does that make you feel?
So I guess...
Yeah. What?
Well, it's to the point where the feelings that I feel around him have me in a tailspin for a day or two, and so I'm thinking maybe I need to just end this friendship altogether. But I don't. That's why I just don't know where it's coming from. There's no reason for it.
So the feelings of the fear of abandonment are so strong you want to end the friendship for no reason whatsoever.
Basically, yes, because I don't understand where they're coming from.
So describe the friendship now. What does friendship mean to you in this particular relationship? What does it look like?
Well, we spend a lot of time together and, you know, hang out, have dinners, do this, do that. We're just, we're like best friends. We hang out daily.
You hang out daily now, but there's no romantic relationship here at
right.
all?
Right.
Is he straight?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing this?
Since June.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're hanging out almost every day. You're just friends. He hasn't made any moves on you.
Exactly.
Okay. And you've been and he's a straight guy, and you've been
yeah.
hanging out since June.
Yeah.
Have you asked him why, and you don't have any romantic feelings for him?
Well... I guess I do a little bit, but I'm just not sure, because of these abandonment feelings that have come up recently.
the piece here is that you're not telling yourself the truth, Tanya. The piece is, I like this guy. I want it to be more than it is, and he's not coming on to me. Something's wrong, and I'm somehow feeling abandoned emotionally. Because he's not meeting your needs emotionally. He's just like a girlfriend.
Right.
And so have you talked to him? I mean, there was like somewhere along the line, somebody's not being straight with somebody. Because why would you want to be with some, I'm not saying that you should end the relationship, but there's something going on here that's not, there's some piece missing here.
Well, he was in a relationship prior to meeting me, so he's not interested in any kind of relationship. But other than that, hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh.
I'm listening to Record Keepers. And I'm asking, what is the truth of this relationship? And the truth of the relationship has to do with the reason why you're feeling the abandonment issues is because you're afraid he's going to leave it's almost like you want to end it before he does. But there's no basis on it because you haven't even found out how he feels about you.
Well, I know that all he wants to be is friends.
And do you want it to be more?
Well, sometimes I do, but it's like this whole like abandonment thing that keeps coming up is stopping me from, I don't know.
But honey, you have to understand, the abandonment is, issue, what I'm hearing is the abandonment issue is like a red flag to help you not get hurt. What's happening is you're saying, I want, which you're not saying actually, is that you want this to be more than friends. And what's going on with this, the abandonment flashbacks, and it's almost like a diversion, like an excuse not to get close because, so here's the scenario. I want this to be more, but he doesn't want it to be more. And so if in fact I feel abandoned by him emotionally, I can get these abandonment flashbacks show up that cause me to want to end the relationship. And I want you to know, what I'm getting is it doesn't have anything to do with the past life. What it has to do is in this lifetime, it's about learning to stand in your truth about what you want.
Okay.
If you tell him what you want, that you want to be more than just friends, you're afraid you're going to lose him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And all you're doing is just not telling yourself the truth about what you really want. Now, there's nothing wrong with continuing the relationship and saying, I really want this to be more, but I'm willing to put up with not having more just to hang out with this guy because I really like him.
Yeah.
So talk about how that feels. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Does that feel like truth to you and your body?
Yeah. It does.
So the decision is that you want more, he doesn't want more. But if you really like being with him, then that's something that you have to deal with until he's ready. You also have to look at the possibility that, and this is, the Record Keepers are not, this is not something that's trying to hurt your feelings with.
Right.
The reality is that he truly may just like you as a friend and may end up becoming romantically involved with someone else. That would not be abandonment.
Yeah.
That would be his truth.
Right.
He's standing in his truth of, I like you as a friend, but the possibility is he may not be, there may not be chemistry there.
Right.
On his part. So the reality is, it's what you need is to really understand what it is, what this relationship really is, instead of dancing around what you think it might be and making excuses about why you don't want it.
Right. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. The piece here, you know, Tanya, is it's all about you standing in your truth.
Right.
And saying, okay, this time I'm not going to lie to myself. And, you know, you don't have to like the answer.
Right.
But it's going to be more important for you to stand in your truth rather than make an excuse about, oh, well, we had a past life together, and he dumped me then, and I'm not going to let him get away with that now.
Yeah.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to have a conversation with him about how you truly feel without putting him on the spot that he has to feel that way back.
Right.
Because if you want to be with him, you have to give him the freedom to just be your friend.
Yeah.
But clearly he must like being with you, or else he wouldn't be with you so much.
Well, you know, at first we were both just looking for friends, and that's the way it started. But then he started telling me that he's, like, so glad I'm in his life, and he thinks of me 100 times a day, and he thinks I'm his soulmate. And then I was like, gee, I was starting to think that, too. And then it went from, you know, he thought, you know, soulmate as a friendship, not in a lover sense.
That's what he told you?
Yeah. But yet he, you know, thinks of me 100 times a day. Like, what friend thinks of you 100 times a day? So.
Yeah. So that's where you need to get some real clarity, because you're getting a lot of mixed messages.
Yeah.
And so the piece that would be important for you to understand is, or to become clear with, is that you don't have any room in your life for games.
Yeah.
And the idea here is there's nothing wrong with just being friends. But I'm going to be friends with you, and I'm going to look for somebody else to date.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Exactly. Sounds good.
Because you really deserve a wonderful, this is very interesting to say this, you deserve a really wonderful, loving, hot and heavy relationship.
That I do.
You do. You've got a lot of pent-up energy, kiddo, that needs to have a good release and a real healthy sexual relationship that's loving and healthy. It's not no game playing, and it's not manipulative, and it's no victim. It's like, I like you, I love you, you know, I'm attracted to you, and I want to be close to you, and I want to share my life with you. Or at least
right.
I want to share a few months with you to see if I want to share my life with you.
Yeah.
But it's open, honest, and no more games. And that's what you deserve.
Yeah.
Because you've got so much to give.
Yeah, I'm just looking for that person to share that with.
So keep Darren as a friend and keep him. And let him know that's what you're going to do.
Sounds good.
Because guess what?
What?
If that may just change his mind. He may think about that and say, wait a minute. I don't want her doing something with someone. You don't do it because you want to manipulate them. That's not the intention here.
Right, right.
That's not what's being said. You don't do something like that to manipulate. That's
right.
Not cool. All right?
Yeah.
That's not what they're
just
saying.
Just being truthful and honest.
But being truthful, exactly, it may give him the freedom to be truthful as well.
Right.
And allow him to be more true about his feelings.
Right. Great.
So you can't get off the hook with the past life today.
Well, at least I got all the truth, even though I probably knew it. I just wanted to hear something else.
That's okay. But that's okay. That's why I love this to do this program, and I love to talk to folks like you, because it's important that we sort this stuff out. The reality is, and here's the other piece. One of the things I was saying earlier tonight, is about the one of the lessons that I learned in this weekend, was that we as humans seem to hold on to guilt and old stories about our lives, about how things were.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is release those old stories and realize our past only consists of the last breath we just took.
Right.
And so if we don't look past the last breath, we're always fresh in the present if we are.
Right.
The record keepers have just given us a very profound statement. If we don't look at the past breath, beyond the past breath, we will always be in the present of who we are.
That's
and with that present, we can always have the gift of renewal.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome, darling. You have
a
good evening.
I appreciate all your help. You too.
Okay. You call back when you need to. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Isn't that the truth, though? We all have these ideas. And, you know, I've got to tell you, there are new things that I find out that I'm holding on to every day. And things that I really thought that I got rid of. And that's the other thing that happened this weekend. It was like these wonderful beings that came forward to have consultations. You know, things would come forward and say, wow, I thought I worked that out. And the reality is they're sitting in front of me, they're saying, but I guess not because I'm still talking about it. Yeah. We know, and that's not without my reaction to them. Oh yeah, that would be rude. But I'm saying yeah because of me. That's my reaction to me. It's like I feel the same way. There are times where I'll be journaling in the records, and I will actually say to the record keepers, because the work that I do for those people who have not listened before is, again, you're conscious with your records open. You can ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones questions, and then you journal the answers and really have a wonderful conversation with them. And I'll say, you know, I thought that I did this. Why am I still being plagued with this? Because there's pieces and parts. Because what we have, and then I'll say duh to myself, and that's what I wanted to tell you. But what the record keepers explain in a loving way, always loving, that there are pieces and parts that are still, there, remnants that we still have that need to be examined, looked at, and released. It's not about feeling guilty. I love what they said. The past is only The past is only as good as the last breath. And that's what helps you keep present in the now or something. I'll have to listen to the archives because I can't repeat it. But it was, I could feel the energy of it. Of not feeling guilty about anything that has gone on in the past. My lovely, wonderful beings of friends who are listening, what a freedom that is. What a freedom of truly being able to let that bag of rocks down by the side of the road and say, I can be in the present. My past is only as good as my last breath. I'm free to renew with every breath because I have choice. I am not who my mother was. I am not who my father was. I'm not anybody else's opinion but me. I'm only as good as my last breath. And sometimes that's scary because you can't sit back on your laurels. You can't sit back on and say, oh, well, I did this, this, and this, so therefore I deserve this, this, and this. If you're only as good as your last breath, that means every moment is a striving for your own magnificence. Every moment is a striving for what makes you happy. Every moment is a striving to receive the information that brings you joy and peace. So if we can look at our life as just every moment as a new moment of renewal, we have the freedom to make choices without any dependency on what was. Yet we carry the knowledge of what we want within us and what we don't want. We carry that knowledge within us to help us make decisions about what we truly want from moment to moment. So I just want you to just kind of think about that. Okay, so we have a question that's been emailed, and the email is from Kelly. And this is very interesting. So she wants to call in. I think you should do that, Kelly. I'd love to talk to you. So the telephone number to call is 888-228-4494. And so she's emailed me her full legal name. So, Kelly, I'm going to wait for you to call in. I'd love to talk to you on this. So when you call in, I will answer your question. One of the things that another question we have here that's coming up, the question is, the record keepers told us during summer solstice that many of us would be sleeping a lot. And the question is this still true? Most of my day I could not awake. It seems whale sound CDs add to the sleepy effect. And then she goes on with something a little bit more personal. But the idea of sleeping a lot, you have to understand that we are in the midst of some major earth changes and major polar. You know, they're using the word of polar eclipses, and I don't know really what that means. I don't have a reference for that in my mind, but maybe some of you do, so you know what I'm talking about. But what's really important here about our species is that we are actually moving forward in a very advanced way, and the advancement that we're moving into is actually rewiring our the grids of our being, and in some cases, well, it'll end up in all cases, our own DNA is being rewired. So that the reason we chose the parents that we did, for those people who are really willing to give up those challenges and those wounds, you can do it. You can release the reason you came in to the gene pool that you came in on, if you're having challenges around that. If you feel you've learned that lesson or are done with that experience and you're able to move on from that without charge, you can do that. And for those folks that are able to move on from that without charge, then you know that you're now being rewired as a new advanced galactic human. So I want you to think about that. It's going to be happening more and more. Just think about it. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, Kelly, how are you?
Good.
Okay. All right. You have an interesting question here. Do you, without using your last name, do you mind if I read it?
Sure.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yes,
so,
that's fine.
So Kelly has sent us an email, and her email says, "My husband and I seem to connect so immediately when we first met. I feel we have lived in a past life together, yet I am curious if we are together to teach one another something. I adore my husband, and he adores me. Our relationship isn't an issue. I am just feeling a pull of a lesson of some kind. What kind of pull are you feeling, Kelly?
It's hard to explain, but it's like there's something to learn.
With each other.
I mean, other than the normal relationships, things that, you know, you have to learn to be together and each other's differences, other than the normal things, it just seems like there's something to learn.
And so did you have many relationships before this one?
Yes, I was married before.
Okay. And in those relationships, did you really realize what you didn't want?
Yes.
And in this relationship, would you say that you're in a relationship based on what you do want?
Yes, I'm a very different person than I was then. Yes.
But the relationship itself, does the relationship itself have the components of what you do want in a relationship?
Yes. Yes.
In a scale of 0 to 100%, how much?
I would say, you know, 80, 90%.
Okay. And how long have you been together?
A little over 2 years.
And when you're saying that you feel the pull of a lesson, is this lesson, what the record keepers are, first of all, what's your husband's first name?
Jeff.
Okay. And same last name as you emailed me?
Yes.
Okay. The piece here, though, is that when you're saying you have a greater lesson, are you talking about something that you need to learn together and experience together?
That's what I'm not sure. It's just like I feel like there's not something missing, but something to learn.
Okay.
I really can't explain what it is.
You mean beyond unconditional love?
Pardon me?
Did you hear that? I said.
No.
Beyond unconditional love?
Yes, it's like there's, I don't know, like something to learn. Maybe not to learn, it wouldn't be the word, maybe like a purpose.
Oh, so what you're asking is there a greater purpose the two of you share for humanity or for the world or for your life?
That would be a better way to word it, yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
What is she talking about? Okay. All right. And part of this work is really getting the right question. Because otherwise you can run around and around and around, but the record keepers will only tell you what you ask.
Okay.
Okay, so the wording of the question is important. And it was a good lesson for us all, which you just did. That's great. So what you're asking is what is your higher purpose of being together?
Right.
Okay, then. All right. So first of all, it's really important that you both get clear as far as being on the same page spiritually. What I'm hearing is there's a bit of a discrepancy between what your beliefs are and what your husband's are.
Yes, we do have differences, and we respect each other's differences.
Right.
I mean, we support each other in our own belief systems. Yes.
Right. Okay. And so the idea here is that from an actual purpose. What the first thing that's forward is that among your friends, it's one of the things that's being said is it's about the about you modeling the way you treat each other.
Okay.
So what happens is it's almost like people look to the way you treat each other as an inspiration.
Yes, we've been told that.
Yeah, and so that's one of your major purposes is to model respect and honoring in a relationship for others.
Okay,
that's nothing. That's no small order. There's not a whole lot of people can do that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Very easy for us.
Well, sure, because that's part of your contract. But, you know, if you look around, how many happy marriages can you count on two hands?
Exactly.
Right. So the thing is that, you know, people can say, well, it's because, for whatever reason, the reality is that if you found someone and you respect them, and soulmate or no, it's all about honoring. And even good marriages take work. I mean, not work in a negative way, but they take focus. It takes awareness, okay? And it takes really honoring. So for that reason, that's one of the things that you're doing. The other piece of actually moving into helping humanity, it's about coming together in a communication that where you compare what the two of you both like to do together.
Okay.
So what do you deeply enjoy doing together?
We like nature. We both really like nature. Just don't even have to talk, just being in nature.
Okay. And so what you may want to brainstorm is how to actually maintain your presence in nature and assist others in experiencing the same thing.
Okay.
So possibly you want to put together, these are just suggestions, and see where, and then from that use those as brainstorming pieces. You may want to put together a club, a nature club that does nature walks together. Or walking meditations together.
Okay.
Or helping people. See, the idea here is that what I'm hearing is one of the things we can really work on is helping people feel calm in the presence of chaos.
Definitely, we've done that.
And because of your experience in that, it's not about fixing anyone. It's about sharing the tools that you used and use to feel more focused.
Okay.
And so it's really about a conversation with your husband to see where you are both on the same page as far as your interests and how that can be expanded out to humanity.
All right. That makes a lot of
sense. Is that helpful?
Is that helpful?
Okay. Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad that was helpful for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And have you listened before?
I've listened once before, yes.
Well, I'm so glad that you...
I happened to be able to catch tonight.
Well, I'm glad you emailed me a question. What part of California from? Are you willing to share that?
Yeah, I'm Southern California, New Bakersfield.
Okay. Bakersfield, okay. All right. I personally love San Diego and Santa Monica. I've never been to Bakersfield, but any kind of California is good for me. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, and I hope that was helpful.
It was very helpful. Thank you.
Good. Let me know what you guys decide. I'd love to know about it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do you guys like camping or something?
We haven't been camping yet. We have. When my husband and I got together, it was a very different kind of situation. I had five children from a previous marriage, and he had never had children. So the first couple of years, we've done a lot of adjusting because he had to get used to what kids even were. He'd never had kids.
Yeah.
And so as we worked through these things, I kept feeling like, and that's why I wrote you, that there's something more to... I don't know, something more to do, and what you said makes perfect sense. So it was kind of a, just a strange situation that people have learned. I mean, already we hear of people who'll come home from work and tell me of somebody that will, say, how do you guys do that? He went from being a single man living alone, and here I come with, five kids, and he has to learn to be a parent and a husband, and and everything, and how are we so happy still? And, you know, he still opens doors for me. I mean, everything, he treats me with, you know, great respect, and we respect each other, and he's a very, comes from a very Catholic family, and I have totally different views than he does, and that's okay with us. It's okay for him to believe in what he believes, and it's okay for me, and a lot of people look at that and just don't get how we got to this place. And, you know, loving each other as much as we do, it just felt like there was more there, you know, but like there was something to do. Like there was a reason why we were put together in this situation. So that's why I wrote you.
Well, that's great. You know what? Maybe what you want to do is write a book together.
Maybe that's it. I know he has started a book a couple times, and I've been thinking about it, so.
That's what the record keepers are saying, you know, that you have some wonderful insights to give. Maybe you should just go out into nature and write your passages and compare the passages and edit it together.
Maybe that's it.
There you go.
So what you said makes perfect sense.
And all of the above.
Yeah, well, we do. We see it in people all the time that they're just, geez, I don't open my wife's door.
Yeah.
My husband said, I would never not open her door. That's respect. I respect her and I love her. And
yeah.
It's just, we see people around us changing just by how we naturally live.
Exactly. Exactly. How old are your kids now?
The youngest is 6 and the oldest is 20.
Even now?
Yes.
And how long have you been together?
A little over 2 years.
Good for you. Good for you. And that 6-year-old's lucky. Oh, your kids are lucky.
Yes. There it was. So you can see the adjustment. He, I mean, he even had a baby in the house almost. And then, you know, and a grown daughter that doesn't even live at home.
Yeah.
And it was just. It was a lot because he had every stage of life just thrown right at him, and that's a lot to adjust to. And for me to get used to his idea of things and my idea of things and not, you know, stand here and say, well, they're my kids, you can't say, but to find a happy medium.
Absolutely.
That worked for both of us.
Well, definitely.
And it is. It's a wonderful experience for the kids.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so, yes, you definitely need to consider writing that book because it would really be helping a lot of people. Absolutely.
We will consider that. I will definitely talk to him about that.
Yeah, great. Well, you keep going. And again, keep in touch. I'd love to know what you guys decide.
Okay.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you very much. You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. But isn't that fun? Isn't that fun to hear when people have happiness? You know, I love it when people call me with happy things. You know, I love to hear people who have challenges too. But isn't it great to hear that doesn't that give you hope that there's a wonderful couple out there that is making it? I think it's fabulous. But you know what? We are done with our time. My goodness, it is now 11:54. Well, that's where it is with my time anyway. That means within just a few seconds, we are going to be done with our program. So I so want to thank you for tuning in. I so honor you and love the fact that you find benefit or else you wouldn't be listening. And for those of you who feel that it would be appropriate, please consider supporting Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio program by emailing a donation to akashicwisdom@gmail.com via PayPal. We would just so you go to PayPal and then you use akashicwisdom@gmail.com for a donation. So we're going to close tonight. We've got more things to share with you next week. And next week I will be in Odessa, Texas with Akashic Record Consultants International at a conference. So maybe we'll get some teachers to join me on the program. Well, it depends if they want to stay up a little later. But for now, I want to close the records of the show, but I want to say thank you by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show by saying amen, amen, amen. Your records are now closed, and the records of the show is closed. Amen. Email me your questions at info@akashicwisdom.com or call me personally at 216-691-1233. Love you all. Have a great miracle-filled week. Bye-bye.